Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Welcome to the most delicious hour on radio. It is always such a privilege and a pleasure to talk to you every Saturday at 5. Thank you so much for making us a part of your delicious weekend. And speaking of deliciousness, as the lead-in said, we are here celebrating a great culinary and cocktail experience. And let me tell you where we're broadcasting from, because it kind of challenges assumptions about what culinary and cocktail means, because you got to hang out now. You got to listen to this. We are broadcasting live right here, right now, from the Tucson International Airport, changing faces of airport dining and drinking. We are here literally surrounded by local Tucson brands. When we're thinking about the great tastes of Tucson, you don't have to leave the airport to experience the sense of place that this great old Pueblo has. And it is just a pleasure for me to be broadcasting live from the airport, one of the finest airports in the country. They're just surrounded by every amenity that travelers expect, because the Tucson Airport Authority, you know, they are constantly pushing the envelope. They're constantly striving to make improvements to today's travel, and they have absolutely knocked it out of the park with this new and improved Tucson International Airport. Now, when we are bringing on our celebrity co-host like we do every week, this one took a little bit of thought, because how do you bring in a celebrity co-host that actually has a something to say in a conversation about culinary and cocktail experiences at an airport? And there was one organization that was principally involved in helping to reimagine what new dining experiences could be at the airport, and the name of the company is Flores Concepts, and here she is, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the director of marketing for Flores Concepts, the lovely Stephanie Victoria.
Hello,
is here.
Everyone.
Stephanie, what's going on?
You know, just living life, enjoying this nice day. It's a little windy, but at least we don't have that scorching heat like we had last weekend.
Yeah, we're all in the 90s, right? Just kind of, you know, smooth sailing.
Smooth.
Or autopilot,
I would say. Smooth sailing, because the wind would definitely help us sail, for sure.
That's right. Well, here we are. I mean, who would have thunk that one day you and I would be sitting here at the airport having craft beer, looking at this great landscape of libations, and then, like, the baggage claim is steps away.
I know.
How cool is this?
This is, I think, the first time I've ever come to an airport without baggage. It was actually pretty
fun. I was saying
fun.
The same thing. Kind of a weird experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're here in the Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fair, almost like corral. It's like a beer garden here, which is, I think, setting the stage great for this whole hour dedicated to airport dining and drinking. Now, as I said, Flores Concepts wasn't just sort of this random company that dropped down in the middle of this newly reimagined concessions program at TIA.
Yeah.
Flores Concepts actually played a pivotal role in helping to raise the bar a little bit, right? No pun intended.
Yeah, we did. You know, Ray Flores, president of Flores Concepts, which is the motherboard of El Charro Cafe, Charro Steak. He grew up in Tucson in the culinary world. They were running around the El Charro Cafe when they were little ones. And he's just been so involved in Tucson community, the growth and the culinary aspect of it. So luckily, you know, he knows so many people. And when this conversation came about bringing in new brands and, you know, different restaurant concepts to the airport, he played a pivotal point in connecting creative groups with the Tucson International Airport, and now everything else is history.
And that's what Ray does. He's a connect.
Yeah.
Ray is just one of those guys that when he sees a problem or a situation or a challenge or an opportunity, his mind starts going a million miles an hour to figure out, look, who can we reach out to? Who can we connect?
Yeah.
What kind of stakeholders can come together? Who can we collaborate with? And for
That's
Ray Flores, it's just about everybody winning. It's not about Ray. It's for this community, right?
I mean, countless times. I mean, first of all, his mind stays running a million miles per hour. And, you know, he just takes a detour every now and then on a different project, but he has so many phone calls. It's funny because sometimes I'll be sitting with him and we're going through a meeting, and all of a sudden he gets a call from, you know, so-and-so trying to start this, and another person over there getting his opinion about this concept or that program. And I've just been very honored to be a part of that, and then just see how unselfishly involved he is with the growth of Tucson.
Right. We're actually going to be talking a little bit later on in the show with the principal of the Creative Food Group, Roger Schwantner. It's a fun name to say. who basically runs the concessions program here, not only at Tucson International Airport, but some of the other fine airports across the country. And what was that like when Roger and Ray kind of got together and they decided, you know, what can we do together? What can we do to benefit millions of travelers that come through TIA every year?
Actually, they're pretty good dynamic. I think like Roger and Ray really complement each other. Ray is kind of like the marketing creator and the creative thinking guy on how to run the culinary side. And Roger just really knows how to develop businesses and concepts in the airport and how to make it work. So, you know, I think both of them together, they've just had a really good dynamic. And, you know, we get, I hear Ray always on the phone. So I really don't know how to pronounce Roger's last name because we always say Roger. Roger's on the phone.
Roger's a word that you hear a lot in the airport conversations, right? Roger, are you, you're probably too young for that. Anyway, Roger. Okay,
Roger
anyway.
That.
But I digress. Hey, she knows. So how many Flores Concepts eateries do you actually have here right now at TIA?
We have two.
Okay, so which ones are they?
El Charro Cafe and Cervezas.
Okay, which totally makes sense. I mean, those two brands, you know, in terms of what they represent and the stories that they tell are perfect for travelers today, right?
They really are. And you know what? It's kind of like you have that little taste of home with Tucson. Like, you know, you get to eat El Charro when you land or when you're taking off and have, you know, you can take tamales and salsa with you if you're traveling. And it's really nice. It just gives it that personal touch. Instead of having, you know, different restaurants that nobody knows about, we have our home touch here in the airport before you even leave or when you land. You're greeted with Tucson pretty much
right
away.
And when you're thinking about a sense of place for a traveler, it really, that conversation, that experience should start at the airport.
Exactly.
You don't have to go miles and miles and miles away to on this journey to find what makes this city tick from a culinary perspective.
Yeah.
You walk a couple of feet down the terminal, the concourse, and there it is.
It's good. It's good because sometimes, you know, you're famished when you're on a really long flight.
Yes.
Or let's say you just started your day really early or whatnot. You couldn't get a bite to eat. But when you're greeted with, you know, food like El Charro Café, Cervezas, Beyond Bread, just delicious food. It hits you right in the face, and you're like, thank God, this place is a good foodie place.
I absolutely love it. We're talking to Stephanie of Victoria. She is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She's the director of marketing at Flores Concepts. Stephanie, nice raising a pint with you. We're going to be talking about our libations here in a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Barbara Hempel is here from the Tucson Airport Authority celebrating 70 anniversary in this live broadcast from the Tucson International Airport. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson International Airport, affectionately known as TUS. Yes, we're at the airport, and we are surrounded by all kinds of great culinary and cocktail experiences. We're here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the director of marketing from Flores Concepts, Stephanie Victoria, is back with us.
Hello.
Having a great. I'm doing a Santa Cruiser beer from Dragoon Brewing Company to libate my way through the show. What are you drinking today?
Okay, so I'm having Cider Boys Strawberry Cider.
Oh, perfect time of year to go a little fruity.
I love it.
On the beer.
I'm totally fruity.
Okay, you know, I wasn't going to say anything, but anyway, I'm trying to see where the segue is from fruity to our next guest. I'm struggling. I'm struggling to find the right thing to say. But anyway, here she is. She is the director of properties and concessions at the Tucson International Airport. A busy lady.
Busy.
Goodness, especially when you cast your gaze across her workplace. Give it up, everybody, for Barbara Hempel is in the house. Barbara, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're just having too much fun, and I'm at the airport, for crying out loud. Is this allowed? Am I allowed to do what I'm doing?
It's almost mandatory, actually.
I was going to see what it took to actually get connected to the tower, because I'm wearing my headsets, but that probably wouldn't work out, would it?
If you were talking to him, it probably wouldn't be a good thing.
All right,
but that's okay.
Every time my voice decibel goes over 6, I see 3 more TSI guys appearing around the corner. But anyway, all I have to say to you, Barbara, is congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, I look around, and I see the result. Oh, here's the great segue, the fruits of her labors, fruity beers, fruits
there
of her labors.
Go.
I take a look around, and I say, For the person who runs the concessions program and who runs the properties program, you have a whole lot to be proud of, girl.
Yeah.
You know, we really did. We hit the lottery out here, and we know it. We try not to let everybody else know it because we still have to kind of crack the whip a little bit. We have 3 more concepts that aren't open
yet. I've heard stories about the whip, Barbara, but I digress. 3 more concepts to open. Okay.
Yeah, we have 3 more left to open. And you'll be excited by these 3, too. We have Thunder Canyon Brew Distillery.
Yes, recently rebranded because they're doing booze and beer.
They are. They have their own brand of rum, which we're very excited to sample when they get here.
Yes.
We're bringing the Maverick out here because you can't be in Tucson without a country western bar.
Can
so how excited.
Yes, I should have brought my country boots.
I know.
you're going to actually have a Maverick concept in the airport.
Mm. Absolutely. And it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait until the city of Tucson sees it. One of the things that Creative Food Group has done right is they've looked at each individual restaurant and they've decided what would make it the best appeal and stay true to the original concept. So the Maverick is going to look like the Maverick.
Yeah, we were talking to Stephanie earlier on about sense of place. When you drop down, you know, a touchdown at the airport, you come in, you immediately, there's no question where you are when you're in Tucson International Airport, because you do have these local stories that are literally in surround sound, and the Maverick is a perfect example.
I love the Maverick.
Absolutely. And that was that was the theme of our whole RFP when the whole concession program went out to bid, sense of place. We wanted everyone coming through this airport to know they're in Tucson.
And you hit the jackpot, I would say. So you've got the Maverick, which is in the queue. It's going to be opening up here sometime
in the next 5 to 6 weeks.
Oh, okay, that's quick. Oh, okay, and we talked about Thunder Canyon Brew Distillery.
Correct.
What's the third concept?
The third concept. Wait for it.
I'm ready.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm ready.
You got to have a Dunkin' Donuts at the airport.
I mean, donuts are almost a mandatory element for for today's traveler.
Yeah, the big thing about it is a good percentage of our travelers come through in the morning, so they want that quick something, you know, a cup of a nice coffee. You know, everyone always asks us why we don't have Starbucks at the airport. But you know what? Really, Dunkin' Donuts is the number one coffee brand in the United States.
It sure is. Yeah. It absolutely is. Now, if I wanted to, like, channel my inner Barbara Hempel, and I walked up to Dunkin' Donuts and I wanted to order my favorite donut, if I wanted to be like Barbara for one morning, what's your go-to donut?
Oh, my gosh. Now you're really going to...
I'm going to say a lot about you, girl.
I know. I know. But I like the blueberry glazed.
Oh.
That's like one of my favorites.
Oh, now I'm already starting to draft the psychological profile of the woman who goes blueberry glazed.
But do you like the little munchkin?
Yeah, it's like the munchkin.
Yeah,
they
great.
Were so good.
It's a muffin, it's a donut.
That's it.
It satisfies both. So talk about the other, you know, local eateries that now call a TUS home.
Well, obviously, we're so excited about Noble Hops. Yep. That's the, you know, it's a pre-security location. So if people are bringing friends, neighbors, relatives out to the airport to depart, they can come here. They can have a great breakfast. They can have a great lunch. People in the community can come out, have a great lunch, have a great dinner. It's just a great pre-security location. And to come out to an airport and to be able to sit outside and
you have seating outside.
We have seating outside.
Did
you not notice
that?
How beautiful is that?
Unbelievable.
And it looks exactly like a beer garden. You go outside, there's hanging lights overhead. It's just a beautiful outdoor location.
Yeah,
and that's what we call pre-security. So that means you do not need a ticket to travel to come and experience Noble Hops. You know, we love Noble Hops, but, you know, it's Oral Valley. If you're around this part of town, you can come here. You don't have to have a ticket. You don't have to be traveling. Just come here and have a few beers at Noble Hops at the airport.
Absolutely. And if you are in any of the surrounding hotels, the hotels will provide shuttles so that you can eat at Noble Hops.
Whose idea was that?
Roger.
It was Roger's idea. Quickly, name some other eateries that are here, that Tucson eateries that have added TUS to their restaurant location landscape.
The one we haven't talked about yet is Empire Pizza.
Right.
Again, when we were looking at, you know, great Tucson concepts, Empire Pizza came to mind. And where else can you go to an airport and have a slice of pizza for $5?
Yeah,
kidding. Right.
You know, Scott Lynch from Empire Pizza is actually going to be on this show
a little bit
later on. He's bringing food, Barbara.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, cancel your happy hour plans. But anyway, we're going to do a quick commercial break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. But, you know, you can hang out with us because our next guest is going to be calling in. And it's Roger himself, no stranger to Barbara Hempel. So, you know, you want to continue on in the conversation with Roger coming on?
Sure.
Okay, hang out there. So we are actually going to be talking to the man himself, Roger Schwantner of Creative Food Group, who is the group that now, I guess, effectively runs the concessions program here at Tucson International Airport. Really, getting on the TUS story. And I couldn't imagine a better group to partner with, because everything I've heard about him and the company that he runs, it just is a natural fit. We're going to be talking to him about that.
Yep.
In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North First Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson International Airport, brought to you by the good people at the Tucson Airport Authority, which is now celebrating their 70th anniversary. I'm here with my director of marketing from Flores Concepts, our celebrity co-host, Stephanie Victoria. They don't look a day older than 69.
They don't. They really don't. I thought you said I looked at
the
others.
No, my goodness, no.
I forgot to put on my moisturizer today.
I tell you, if someone would have told me years ago that I was going to be doing a live culinary and cocktail radio show from the airport, I would have given them this kind of weird look. But
yeah,
because of Roger Schwantner, because of the Creative Food Group, because of the forward-thinking, imaginative people, both at Tucson Airport Authority as well as people here in the community, and with the Creative Food Group,
yeah,
they all get together and they say, you know, let's not let anything stand in our way.
Yeah.
Let's just do something right for the community and do it in a way that satisfies the expectations of today's traveler. And here's a guy who is certainly no stranger to the trends in today's traveler. He runs the Creative Food Group, and his name is Roger Schrottner. Roger, what's going on?
Wow, that's quite an introduction. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you for the invite.
Well,
I've been listening, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun out there. I wish I would have stayed out there this weekend.
Well, I mean, how can you not have fun, Roger, when you're literally surrounded by Tucson food and beverage, and we have you and a big team to thank, man.
Hey, and Ray Flores is very instrumental in putting this together and helping me put this together, and the TAA team out there has been fantastic as far as the management team, and Stephanie has been great as well, and we've been very happy out there. It's been good.
I tell you what, the Creative Food Group has come a long way since the very first deal you did, which was a coffee shop in a bus terminal in New York City. And now take a look at you. I mean, what do you attribute this like huge success to?
We do exactly what Flores' family has done, and that's stay as a family business. And we've built the business just like a family business. So in a lot of airports, they have these multi-billion-dollar companies that are running their food and beverage, and we're at the same level as like a Flores family. And so we've worked very well with them in order to put this program together.
Yeah, and I tell you, and that really does make a difference. And, you know, we talked earlier with Barbara Hempel, who happens to be still on the program with us now. We talked about sense of place. And we talked about when you cast an experience for a traveler and you want a community to express its sense of place, that expression must begin at the airport. And that's what your company is all about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what we've done in 7 airports across the country, and we want to continue. Tucson has definitely been a showcase facility for us, and we want to make sure that's the goal that we went in with. And I can tell you that there isn't an airport out there that's that size of an airport that has a program as well as this one's been put together.
Wow, there's a lot of people blushing here at the broadcast booth. I said a little bit earlier on that there really is, there are new trends in airport dining, and the face of airport dining and drinking really has changed. And are you seeing that the way that you establish these kinds of programs is really, really meeting a market demand for something that looks a little different than an airport dining experience did 10 years ago?
Absolutely. I started in this business 30 years ago. Most airports, all they were was little snack bars and little bars, no names, nothing. And it's changed through the last 30 years. And today, I mean, this is the type of program that they can be extremely successful, where you bring in local businesses into the airport and showcasing the local food. I mean, Tucson is a food town.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, like, that's why, Roger, I think that you and Ray have done so well, because I think you guys have, like, kind of the same mindset as far as keeping it local, keeping it within a recognizable taste of our city and our, as soon as you land, it's Tucson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Roger, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, the brands that we brought in, Noble Hops, Arbuckles, Empire, Cervezas, El Choro, Thunder Canyon. I mean, we have, it's a wide variety of brands, and we mixed in a few national brands like Dunkin' Donuts and Burgers, which are well represented in the Tucson area. I think the program itself is probably one of the best programs you're going to find.
Yeah, you know, and there's a number of companies in the country that do, you know, what you do. And, you know, and so many of them, Roger, they believe that their business is the right business for everyone. And it's just they drop down in the community and they say, you know, here's our way of doing business. But, yes, you have your way, but you understand that your way only works if it works with the ways of the people in the community. Why do you think TUS, why do you think Tucson International Airport is such a natural fit, kind of from a strategic and a chemistry perspective, with what you guys at Creative Food Group stand for?
Because we are a local, I mean, we are a local business. We're a local family. We're, I mean, our family, we partnered with the Flores family in order to help create this thing. So, like, their business, the way they grew in business is the same way we grew in business. And there was such a good partnership. And we were able to actually entice some of these brands to be a part of our program.
So much fun. I understand that BWI is also in your business sphere. I'm a native Washingtonian, and I'm a rabid Orioles fan. So the next time you swing through BWI, Roger, if you wouldn't mind just loading up with some swag and a little merch for your friend Matt out here in southern Arizona, and I'll buy you a beer. You know, I want you to wear all the colors, man.
Absolutely. I'm from the Baltimore area myself, and yeah, I will absolutely do that for you, Matt.
So much fun. Manny Machado had a grand slam yesterday. Wait, this isn't a sports show. I'm sorry. Anyway, people want to learn a little bit more about Creative Food Group and the kinds of stories that your concepts tell across all of your properties, nationally, and in fact, I think you have some international properties as well. How can we learn a little bit more about you, sir?
What we've done is as we've gone into airports, we've brought in a lot of local brands. We partner with a lot of locals. We have a few proprietary brands that we do as well. But, and then, of course, there's always the national brands that you have to work with. So we go into a market. When we go into a market, we look to make sure that we're going to find the right brands for the right spaces. And, obviously in Tucson is the area that where you wanted to make sure that you had that local representation. Because that was important.
You absolutely did it right. You hit the bullseye, and we are up against a news break. But Roger Schwanner with Creative Food Group, I want to thank you and your company for everything you did to help us reimagine what airport dining and drinking should be. Roger Schwanner, thanks so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Quick news break. We're on the other side. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Tucson International Airport, brought to you by the good people from the Tucson Airport Authority, which I will remind you again is celebrating their 70th birthday this year. Round of applause for the authority. back here with our celebrity co-host. She is the director of marketing for Flores Concepts. Stephanie Victoria is back with us, having a great time.
Hi, I am. I'm having a good time.
Have you ever had this much fun in an airport?
I have not.
This is like, and leave it to Tucson International Airport for raising the bar.
Every time I go out, I'm going to have to buy you a ticket so you go with me.
Yes, can you play? I'm writing that down. We have 10 million witnesses.
Off the record.
No, there's nothing off the record. We're live, baby.
Ray.
We're live. Anyway, we talked about the landscape of local eateries that are now calling TUS home because you don't have to go far. As soon as you get off the plane or as soon as you check your bags, you know, you can kind of, you're surrounded by what we love most about Tucson, and that's mm-hmm. the dining scene.
Yeah.
And our next guest is someone who is certainly no stranger to the local food lexicon. We're talking about someone who made sure that things like Brad's Beef and Annie's Addiction and Colette's Cordon Bleu were part of
I'm
our local
already.
Culinary conversation. And with us now, representing a company that we all know and love, Beyond Bread, welcome to Shelby Collier. Shelby, how are you?
Great. How you doing this evening?
We are doing awesome. I wish we could see you, but I tell you what, you are one of the busiest guys in town because look, there's so many people at all your locations at Beyond Bread, and there's a lot of Brad's Beef fans in this town.
That's right. They do love that sandwich.
So let me ask you, Shelby. It's been years since you've been on the show. I've been eager to get you back on. And whoever thought that when Shelby Collier was going to be back on the show, we'd be talking about airport dining? What's that all about, man?
I don't know, but Ray, actually, with Flores, is the one who really brought me into the fold there, and he said, you got to come out there, and I was a little hesitant, but, you know, I went out, and I looked at it, and we're really happy to be out there, and, you know, in both concourses, it's just a great operation, and gives a little taste of Beyond Bread to everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, and a little taste, and I'm curious, I've not visited the Beyond Bread installation here at TUS.
Oh, man.
Do you still have the for those perhaps waiting in line, you have the little torn pieces of bread lovingly prepared with a little thing of butter for us to enjoy while we're waiting online, or do we go to your other storefront locations for that?
No, we definitely have some bread samples for people to enjoy, you know, while they're looking over the pastry cases and see the wonderful cookies, and we have the Queen of Mons out there. There's a part of that still there for you.
Shelby, how do you think, you have three locations, right? Outside of TUS, you have three storefront locations in town? Okay, so, you know, busy in every store. And I'm curious, how does the airport customer differ, and how does the service experience differ from what it might be like at one of your other storefronts? I mean, the traveling guest has a different expectation or need system than your guests at your other facilities, yes?
Well, that's correct. So everything is set to go. So, you know, we package everything in a to-go format so you can take it and you can either eat it. We have a small dining area, bar, that's actually at each location, and then you can take it to your gate. And a lot of people also will eat like half the sandwich and then wrap the other half to go. Salads are the same. So, you know, it's the same food. It's just in a little bit more convenient package and more mobile package.
Now, I would, people that eat half of a Beyond Bread sandwich and wrap up the other half and save it for later, they're certainly not listening to this show, Shelby. When I go into a Beyond Bread sandwich, I go head first. You know, I'm an avocado guy, but I like to taste my way through the spectrum of sandwiches that you and your team have built on. Now, is it a full menu at the Beyond Bread location here at the airport, or have you honed in on your most popular selection?
So we took our best offerings, and then, you know, that's what we went with. It's about a quarter the size of the regular menu, and we just have just one soup out there, just more of a streamlined operation, just helps people make easier choices, and it's easier for everybody to enjoy it.
Now, was it a very difficult decision to hone that list down to the, you know, like you say, a quarter of your menu is represented here at your airport location? I mean, what kind of thought process went into what kind of sandwich we wanted to provide to today's busy traveler?
Well, you know, that was a long process. You know, we went with some, you know, analytics, looked at our sales numbers, you know, but then at the same time we backed up and we tried to also offer just a simple sampling of what we thought was best. And then we did add a unique sandwich, actually two unique sandwiches. We have Lizzie's Luggage, which is a takeoff of our Bart's bag, but on a quarter roll. And then the other thing is unique to the airport, but then also was so popular we brought it to the street side, is Frida's Flight. And that's basically like a club sandwich, but it's only just one, no middle piece of bread on jalapeno cheddar. Those are some unique things that, you know, both guests can share at the local stores and the flyers.
I love how your new experience here at the airport has inspired you to create new sandwiches that are now taking flight, to your other stores as well. And let me congratulate you, Shelby Collier. You're the first person in the 9 years I've been hosting this show that have used the word analytics and sandwich in the same sentence. I think that's...
I was so surprised.
That's nothing short of extraordinary. We're talking to Shelby Collier from Beyond Bread. Shelby, what's the hottest sandwich? I mean, what is the one sandwich that you know it needs to stay on your menu? You know, and if you ever thought about taking it off, there would be riots in the street. I mean, is there one sandwich that you think speaks to the spirit of what Beyond Bread stands for?
Well, I think you called it. It's the Brad's Beef. I mean, it's the number one sandwich at the stores. And actually, I was at the airport on Friday working with some of the staff, and some person, it was around 9 a.m., what did he order? A Brad's Beef. And he thought it was the best. So
that's a breakfast of champions right there, man. Hey, Shelby, remind us, but we got about a minute left. Of course, we want everybody to taste for yourselves the kinds of things that Shelby is talking about. The great sandwiches here, locally produced, locally imagined, locally executed. Mm-hmm. But where else are your other locations scattered across town? Because I want to make sure our listeners are fully up to speed on where Beyond Bread can be found locally.
Well, we're on the southeast corner of Iron and Oracle for the Northwest people. Then we go to the east side. It's Speedway and Wilmot. And then the central location where we started, and that's on Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell.
So much fun. Hey, Shelby Collier, congratulations to you and your family for being a part of this thing that no one ever imagined until Ray Flores and Roger Schwantner and all of you got together and decided, look, what can we do that's different, that's fun, that's fresh, that's relevant to today's business traveler? Tucson Airport Authority knows what has to be done. You guys answered the call, and I'm so pleased, and I'm just really excited to be seeing you and Randy and your team here at one of your stores soon.
Great. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Shelby Collier from Beyond Bread, ladies and gentlemen. Always so much fun having Shelby on. It's been a long time. And I tell you what, there's so many great sandwiches, Stephanie, that Shelby and his team have kicked out of Beyond Bread. I mean, no one, you know, there's the line starts forming, and the fact that they're giving away, they're giving you bread samples for you to butter as you're waiting online to order.
It's like my favorite.
So fun.
My favorite. And I've tried both the Lissy Luggage and the Frida.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're delicious. No. Well, because they're right next to us, El Charo.
Right. Charo. Sweet. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know where to begin bringing on our next guest. I mean, this guy's got a brand. This guy has he's a brand in and of himself. I mean, he represents a great pizzeria that came to downtown, I don't know, 11, 12 years ago or something. We're going to ask him to tell that story. But this guy is not only is a walking, talking, living, breathing manifestation of New York pizza, but he has this following. He's Scotty Lynch. He's with Empire Pizza, and he's here now. Scotty Lynch. I'm a little nervous.
Oh my God!
I was up all night preparing for this interview.
Holy smokes! I didn't even study for this.
Now, how do you? You obviously went to the Jonathan Landine School of Mustache Waxing.
I mean
so much fun.
Honestly, I've gone into a restaurant supply, and you know they do. They're weren't you? I'm not Jonathan from Tucson, Cork.
Although.
The mustache. I mean, you know, I gotta give props to Jonathan. He's cool.
Well, I don't know, frankly, no, Stephanie, if we've ever seen Jonathan Landine and Scotty Lynch in the same room at the same time.
I have not. But I do have a line for you, and because you do pizza and you love pizza. Cheese, I will say it. I must ask you a question.
Oh, you must.
But I'll shave it for later.
Good. I'm just gonna, go to Beyond Bread and grab a sandwich.
Seven's
gonna take
over.
Empire Pizza dropped down in downtown Tucson. Has it been 11 years or so?
2010-ish.
Okay.
2010.
All right, so close. And you sort of brought this idea of traditional New York pizza to downtown Tucson. Place hasn't been the same since.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, the gentleman that I work for, the guys, I like to call them the guys, they wanted a place that was cool and easy and fun to go have a beverage and to have a great slice of New York style pizza, and I think they accomplished what they wanted to do. You know,
I
would say the business that you attract downtown is a standing symbol of what you just said. Because Empire, I mean, look, people want great pizza downtown. They go to Empire, and now you're sitting. Now there are millions. Now, have you stopped to think about the magnitude of what I'm saying? There are millions of people that are served by Tucson International Airport every year, and they all have the opportunity to taste an Empire Pizza.
I think that's the best thing ever. And my buddy Ray Flores, who I love so much, and the Flores family. Anyways, I think that's a great introduction to Tucson. Is to have people be able to taste what Tucson is about, and you know, the Flores family, and to be included in that.
Seriously,
it's incredible. And so I think that, you know, when you are either flying into Tucson or going out, and to be able to have, you know, a slice of pizza that is indicative of, you know, downtown Tucson and the vibrancy down there.
Yes,
and,
like, yes.
The life that's been infused into it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So what is your service, what's your menu here at the airport location? So we were talking to Shelby from Beyond Bread a little bit earlier on in the show. You know, we were saying that serving a guest at the storefront location is a little bit different than serving a guest here, a traveler, at the Tucson airport. The airport traveler is a different guest for Empire than one that you see downtown. So what is your menu? Is it a slice operation at this point?
It's a slice operation. Okay. If somebody wanted a whole pie, I'm sure that we could do that.
Now, you know, the layover, right?
They're like, bringing pizza to the plane. You're like Al Spicoli in class.
I'm that guy.
I know, that having the pizza delivered on the plane, that'd be great.
Put down the tray table in the middle seat and start a party.
It's our time.
So now, are you doing like a range of options on the slices? I mean, I know you guys do kind of like a slice of the month and everything downtown. Are you taking that to the story as well?
We do a slice of the month every month, and I think that arose out of like keeping the cooks challenged.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Like, I mean, pizzaiolas by nature are very talented, very creative, and if they have to do the same thing over and over and over, it becomes
a habit. Yeah.
You know, it becomes
a rote. Yeah.
They like doing like different things. So I did bring you a pizza today,
yes.
So that you can try and like.
That's not
be
a pizza.
Like,
that is like a, like, that is not. That's no pizza, Scott Lynch. That is a weapon of mass destruction.
It is.
I mean, this thing. I've never seen a pizza like this in my life.
Neither have I.
It's pretty cool.
So now you're doing slices. Now I see that you've arranged a pie for us that actually is built almost in quadrants. So are all the flavors on this pizza flavors that you get on the slices here at the airport?
That's correct.
Okay.
These are our specials this month. Half the pie,
yes.
50% of that pie is a Sonoran hot dog pizza, which is.
Sonoran?
I know. I know.
Pizza.
I know.
You
like,
have me at Sonoran.
Yeah. She says Sir Noran.
So, I know. So good.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're taking, you know, Tucson is the capital of the Sonoran dog, right?
That's right.
It's internationally renowned. And you're thinking, look, we want to provide sense of place to travelers worldwide. Put a Sonoran dog on a pizza and call it Empire.
Mm. Fold it in half.
I'm doing it.
Eat it on eat it on your paper plate or whatever, and then in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, in New York, any of the business guys, they would just like take that paper plate, fold it in half, and you protect your shirt and your tie, and you know,
you do it. Barb is bringing me. She's all about service. Barb Hempel is all
Yay.
About service. She's bringing me a napkin to capture.
So what you're eating is a Hebrew National all beef hot dog, bacon, fresh tomato, onion, chipotle mayo, pinto beans. We use the most expensive. Are you all right?
We have to check on him.
I'm going in on pie number two. The dough is the first thing I examine.
The most expensive kind of mozzarella there is, and it's always been that way.
You're
people have said, you can make more money doing this.
Yeah, you can make more money. You're a high-volume operation. Hebrew National? You're not cutting corners on the dogs, dude.
No,
seriously.
So you've got
the Sonoran dog pizza. You got some other flavors on the pie as well?
We have a chicken tikka masala pizza that's on a garlic naan crust. And the difference between the garlic naan crust and the regular pizza crust is the naan crust is fully cooked. It's fully cooked with the garlic and cilantro in the crust. So it's like you're actually eating chicken tikka masala on top of a piece of naan bread.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is really so awesome.
Which is
so
a great traditional
awesome.
Indian delicacy. And you're thinking, hey, it works. It works in India. Great Britain, frankly.
Right.
That's where tikka masala
right.
originated in Great Britain of all places. You say, hey, we can put that on pizza, call it a pizza, but do it to give your taste buds, kind of transport your taste buds. This is all about flying terms, to different parts of the world without leaving Tucson.
That's true. And then I also brought a vegetarian version of the chicken tikka masala,
beautiful.
Which is a mushroom masala, which is really, really super good.
Absolutely.
Mushrooms, actually, you know, take on the flavor a whole lot better than the.
Where is the Empire Pizza location here at the airport? Where can people find it when they check their bags and they make their way through the you know, it's on the A concourse, right?
There it is.
It's on
yes,
the A
it
concourse.
Is.
So people come in, experience a little bit of Scott Lynch for themselves. There's a little dose of Scotty in
there's
every
something.
Slice that comes out of Empire Pizza. You call downtown home?
I do call downtown home.
What's downtown's your favorite pie?
Oh, man, we don't serve it anymore either. I know.
What?
Well, are the guys that you lovingly referred to
yeah.
earlier in your
no,
segment,
wait, no.
are they listening?
Yeah.
Because you have some power, Scotty Lynch.
I mean, the first slice of pizza that I ever had, even before I was employed at Empire Pizza, was, and I talk about it like a lover. I'm like, this is so sad.
He really does. He looks so heartbroken.
The spicy Italian. It won third place in the World Pizza Expo in like 2010. It was the best piece of pizza I ever had.
All right, let's bring it back. We have to do something right for humanity.
The spicy Italian.
Something right, the spicy.
So
bring
good.
The spicy back. Let's get the guys on. Can we get the guys online too?
There's really
you
good.
Have their cell phone numbers.
Anyway,
Scott Lynch with Empire Pizza and Pub. Go see him downtown. He's part of the machine that makes that place work and relevant. And experience a little bit of Empire for yourselves.
Yes.
Sort of a little bridge between the Big Apple and the old Pueblo. All right here at Tucson International Airport. Scott Lynch, love you, brother. Thanks
Yay.
So much.
Thank
Fun having him on the
pizza.
Show. So we're going to do a quick commercial break, but the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a gift card for a great local restaurant. I'm going to dig into my treasure chest of local restaurant gift cards, and we're going to pull out one for the first person that sends me an email with the answer to the question. We talked a lot about Tucson International Airport. We talked a lot about Tucson Airport Authority. We talked a lot about that relationship, but we haven't talked about how many people actually come through Tucson International Airport
dun, dun, dun.
Every year. So we want to know. Closest to the number without going over. That's very important, fellow foodies. We want to know how many travelers are served by Tucson International Airport annually. If you think you know the answer to that question, Barbara, put your phone down. You're not eligible. She wants the gift card. If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now. onthemenulive@gmail.com. onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer or the closest to the right answer is going to get a gift card. We're going to take a quick commercial break, then thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Stephanie Victoria. Get us current with the Flores Concepts. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson International Airport, the TUS, for those on the inside, here with my celebrity co-host, Stephanie Victoria with Flores Concepts. I've got Chipotle mayo dripping down my chin.
I know.
How about you?
I'm trying to swallow before I have to talk.
That's what happened. That's Scott Lynch's impact on most people. 5 minutes with Scott. I can guarantee you that you're going to have Chipotle mayo dripping down your chin. We've talked a lot about Flores Concepts throughout this show because this company, your company, was instrumental in reimagining what airport dining and drinking can be.
Yeah.
And were it not for your great landscape of eateries, that wouldn't be possible. And you, you know, you can't throw a stone here in this town and not hit something that Ray Flores and his family
yes.
created. Get us current. What's happening with all of your eateries?
Well, first of all, I mean, the Flores Concepts family, the Flores, and everybody that's just been so involved with it. There's been so many families that have gone through our companies. Just thank you, because I am now, you know, eating this delicious food that's in the airport. And just to bring everybody up to date, it's Mother's Day weekend. So, of yes. course, we have to thank our moms.
Absolutely.
And our founder was a wonderful, wonderful mom of many that went through our restaurants. And Carlota is
Carlota.
My second mom,
yes.
too. I love her so much. So at El Charro, we are having a special Mom's Day brunch with $5 prickly pear margaritas for our mamas.
Oh,
and live music, of course. We have to have live music guitarists all
of
over.
Course.
Let me just make sure I... you know, I'm able to talk here.
Charles, either the strawberry cider or the Chipotle mayo.
No, the Chipotle mayo, for sure. And at Charles Steak with our chef, Gary.
Gary Hickey.
Yes, our man
star.
Of the hour.
Yeah.
We have, you have to hold for this one. You make sure, you know, drum roll
okay,
here.
Okay, ready. Are you
swallow,
breaking news?
Yes, go ahead and swallow.
Okay.
a dollar mimosas no, for
how,
all
How can you
moms.
Do that? How can you get away with that? A dollar.
Hey, come on. They work so hard.
Jeez.
Every single day.
Hey,
I know
man.
I gave my mom a really hard time, so she deserves that dollar mimosa.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be pouring that pitcher over.
I'm going to bring in 100
cup.
Pennies. I'm
yes.
going to bring in a roll. Do you know what a roll of change is, Stephanie?
I do.
Okay. Have you seen a roll? Okay.
I've
want
seen
to date
a roll
myself,
of change.
But, so Charo Steak, killing uh-huh. it for Mom's Day as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's out of town. And then we have our cervezas,
yeah.
of course. We for our super mom, we want to give them free tacos and tortas with the purchase of a regular price entree. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just all over. You get good, delicious food. And then all of our folks down in Sahuarita, you know, south, more south of Tucson, we have our Greek mom fajito. Mom
yeah.
special with a free Greek salad. So yeah, we're introducing a Greek menu at Pub 1922, which
yep.
is on Sahuarita.
Yep.
So all my casino lovers
yes.
and everybody that loves to go over there, you have to make sure you check it out and stop by. They have the greatest pita sandwich, pita platter. Aside from our regular, you know, bar delicious food, like they have the mac and cheese. It's so hard to go there and not like stuff my face with the food over there.
Much like I'm doing now. What a lovely coincidence.
I know. So, yeah, that's what we have currently going on. And just want to thank everybody, the community, for all of the support. We're coming in here to, you know, the end of May, which is really our busiest season with
yeah.
all of our graduates.
Yes.
Congratulations, all of our U of A graduates. Yes. Yay. So we just want to thank everybody for the continued support and want to invite them to come and celebrate this weekend.
Yes, and Mother's Day. And that really, when you think about the calendar of commemoratives,
yeah.
Mother's Day, I think, as you said, it holds a special place
mm-hmm.
in the heart of Flores Concepts
it
because the story of
yeah.
Flores Concepts
mm-hmm.
is anchored by mom.
Monica
right?
Flynn. Yep.
Tia Monica.
Tia
right?
Monica.
And how am I doing, by the way, with my
You're
pronunciation?
You're doing great.
So, yeah, it is that story that gave birth
yeah.
to what is now, Concepts, and you've got Hecho in
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yes.
You know, you've got, you're all over the map,
but
you still call Tucson home.
It
you
is.
Are Tucson born and bred. You are
yeah.
the Flores family, Flores Concepts, and we would not be sitting here, you know, having a memorable culinary
yeah.
and cocktail moment were it not for the forward-thinking vision of Ray Flores and the Flores family. So
yeah, food is so embedded into their blood and the community. I think it's such an awesome thing that TUS had the inclusion, the bright idea to include Ray and, you know, just include Creative Foods and all of these names that we've just had the pleasure of talking to today. Now you can even come and hang out at TUSD. I mean, TUS, sorry. I included
TUSD.
The D there.
That's right.
TUS Airport and come and enjoy. You know, we had a meeting here at Noble Hops before we were opening the restaurants.
To talk about how to do a K-12 program right here on
campus.
Right?
Yes.
I know.
You will not live that one down, girl. That one is going to go into the archives of On the Menu Live.
Oh man, it's okay. I have
so
food
much
and beer.
Fun.
It's okay.
That's all. And you know what? At the end of the day, isn't that all you need?
It is.
You know, a sandwich,
really
a pizza, you know, some beer, you know, being surrounded by people that want to make travel, maximize the travel experience. Look, business people, whether you're doing business travel, recreation, luxury travel, whatever your travel needs are, you should have all of the stress removed from that experience,
really,
no matter if your business or your recreation. And mm-hmm. the folks at Tucson Airport Authority have thought of everything to maximize the travel experience, and they have done it in a way I don't think that any other airport has, mm-hmm. and to treat us well, not all of that, plus great food and beverage.
Yeah, and I've flown out of here, and it's so, like, stress-free.
It's totally stress-free.
I mean, I totally recommend it. Instead of flying out of Phoenix, just come here.
Don't do it.
Enjoy your time.
Don't do
you
it.
You don't have to worry about security.
Why would you go to Phoenix?
I know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you not?
Some people are accustomed, but, you know, here you get to relax, and you get to enjoy good food while you wait.
Right. Take that, airport.
Yeah. Come on
other parts of the country.
Did I redeem myself?
Anyway, you redeemed yourself in flying colors. Anyway, Stephanie Victoria from Flores Concept, thank you so much for you and everything that you do. And to Scott Lynch, one more time, adios, brother. We'll see you at Empire soon. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Stephanie Victoria reminding you,
see
if
you
it's
guys.
Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers! Woo! We'll see you at TUS.
Yay! Hey!